As we pulled into historic downtown Charleston, we passed Mother Emanuel AME Church, where in 2015, a white supremacist shot and killed 9 people at a Bible study.
The bill is passed.
Days before our visit, the U.S. House passed a bill to close the so-called Charleston background check loophole.
When they were checking Dylan Roof's record, they had just a lot more days than my wife would have still been here.
Reverend Anthony Thompson's wife, Myra, was murdered by Roof, who was able to obtain a gun after a delay in his background check. Reverend Thompson and his son, Anthony Thompson Jr., have been pleading with Republicans to join with President Biden to strengthen the law.
One day, it could be your family.
Mm-hmm.
It could be your child. It could be your wife. It could be your best friend. You know, you just don't know how I feel until it happens to you. So why wait for it to happen to you or anybody close to you before you decide you're going to do something about it?
The Thompsons say they have deep faith in Biden to bridge political divides, both deeply moved by his compassion after the Charleston massacre and commitment to keeping his word.
When we talk about criminal justice reform, you know, I think these are areas that are important to particularly the African-American community, the black community, because we have been impacted by these things. And so for him coming out already addressing those issues, I think that's very important, and it speaks to his leadership.